Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
You know, early on in our careers with the podcast, before the one that you fired me 2 years ago from, you could basically find us anywhere. If you Google Smarticle Podcast, you can get us on Instagram. You can get us on Twitter. You can go to the TikToks, Brandon. My mom emphatically said that's not going to happen. But you could. The good thing about if you go to TikToks and go to Smarticle Podcast, you could join the discussion about our show. People call me chubby. They tell Brent.
I'm the skinny guy. I've never been the skinny guy in my entire life. I'm the skinny part of the cast. It's fantastic.
And you're the one that hates on TikTok. You're the thin guy on TikTok yeah. If you go to the Smarticle Podcast.
Absolutely.
And as always, if you like our show, please share it with a friend. Tell your Aunt Sally you'd like to listen to it. Here's the headline for today, Brandon. Why don't parents like their kids to play with toy guns? It comes via the conversation, and I could not find an author for this discussion.
Yeah, this looks like a blog. I mean, well, it says the authors are Frederick Rivera and Laura Prater. I don't know. They seem legit. Professor of pediatrics and a psychiatric professor. So, I mean, they've got bona fides. They're legit. They work with kids. Let's put it
I
that
like
way.
That you rolled your eyes in light
but,
of what
but it
happened.
Is. I will say this. It is also partnering. This article is partnering with the University of Washington. Boo, Huskies, boo.
In the light of what happened in Nashville recently, I like that you're rolling your eyes with this topic. Let's get in. Let me just read a little smidge here. Playing with toy guns can also affect the way you interact with the world and think about how to solve problems. Researchers found that just seeing weapons can make people act more aggressively, and this is called the weapons effect. And it applies to toy guns. After watching a movie that contains a lot of gun violence, kids tend to be more interested in playing with guns, too. The reason parents may want to limit kids' exposure to movies and shows that feature guns and prefer kids to play with non-weapon toys. I grew up playing with toy guns my entire life. I never thought about this until a good friend of mine who's a pastor who moved to inner city Oakland. My kids were playing with his kids, and they, like, picked up a toy gun. And he's like, we don't do that in our house. Guns are too serious in Oakland. We do not play
toy
guns.
Oh, I know who that pastor is.
And I never thought about that before in my life. So I'm not completely agreeing with this article, but I get this concept. Toy guns might not be the way you want to go with your kids.
Well, okay. So this is such a hard one to unpack. I don't disagree with their ideas around not teaching your kids violence and letting them watch violent shows and playing violent video games and all this. But they've done a ton of research on this. And yes, kids who consume nothing but violence tend to be more violent. But I grew up playing toy guns just like you did. And I didn't ever want to go out and shoot people. I think there are bigger issues at foot here is what I'm getting at.
I would just like to push back on that.
Oh.
You also had a father who told you the proper way to use guns.
Sure.
And how they should be. The safety regulations, all that went along.
Yes.
I'm not sure everybody that gets toy guns or has guns or get the mix has your father in their life.
Right. But I guess the question is, are you talking about a water gun at the pool? I mean, we have a pool and kids always. I guess my point is you're 100% right. It is about the way you're raised and the way you think about things. I have been a gun owner my entire life. I have always had a gun. My dad gave me my first gun when I was probably 9, 10 years old. I had a little 22, taught me how to shoot it. Now, I grew up on a ranch, a big working ranch.
Humble brag, but go on.
Okay. I don't know how that's humble brag, but again, I think that you need to drink a shot because you've used the term improperly. But, I learned how to handle firearms early. I would not recommend that most people learn how to handle firearms or ever even buy a firearm. Because what's the purpose for you having that firearm? Now, some people I love to target shoot. I got a good buddy who lives up the road. He is a vet. He's the most woke vet I've ever met in my life. But he also likes to target shoot. Not because he ever wants to shoot anybody. It's just the sport of shooting a target. I have no desire to shoot an animal ever again in my life. I grew up hunting, and I have zero desire to shoot Bambi anymore. I don't want to kill animals. There's no reason. But I would tell you
there is a reason, but go on.
Well, there's with absolute certainty I would hunt if I needed to. No question. But I'm saying I don't need to, so I'm not going to. That's my point. I was raised with a parent and people around me that explained the importance of... I grew up in an ag town, in a rural ag town. So it was never like, well, don't use this gun to shoot your neighbor, because that just didn't come up. So no one would have ever thought to use a gun to shoot your neighbor. Everybody just sort of intrinsically knew. And I'm sure it was taught when we were really little.
But
don't
it does
shoot
now.
Your neighbor. It does now.
But it
You're
does
right.
Now.
You're right. Absolutely. And that's happening because we have this bizarre love affair. And by the way, this is not that old. Our bizarre love affair with guns is probably less than 40 years old. That the average American, insecure American, thinks that they got to have a gun to stop the jackbooted thugs government that's going to come and kick in their door
Correct.
And take them away.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where this love affair came from. It has
Correct.
Nothing to do with hunting or target shooting or anything else. It has to do with a mental mindset that somehow you could stop the bad guy from getting you. It's about powerlessness and fear.
No, it's about the government coming to get you.
That's
and
my
you're
point.
Ready to take-
powerlessness and fear well, which, makes which- you do that.
Which, by the way, is ironic in that Donald Trump's the guy who's going to overthrow the government and be the autocrat, and he's kind of come take your guns in Fresno.
But they don't, that's the part, they don't see the macro. Those folks that are in love with Donald Trump only see the macro. They see their own little world. Hey, he's promised us that we're going to go back to the 1950s. We're going to build walls. We're going to keep brown people out. We're going to do all these things. Look, dude, the way he would do that, let's just play that theory out. Donald Trump becomes an autocratic leader and can do whatever he wants, builds walls. How long is it going to be before they take away whatever rights you had because you disagreed with something? Immediately. You are going to be facing 10 times worse than you would with the government that we have now. But you can't see that because you've got an axe to grind against the government as we see it now. Because you don't like the libs, or you don't like this, or you don't like transit. Whatever it is that you don't like, you think that if you have these guns, they're going to protect you. They're not. You are going to do nothing to stop an M1 Abrams tank that's going to roll over your house and kill you. Nothing. I don't care how many AR-15s you have. You're not stopping the U.S. military.
So there are no bad guns. There are just bad people. That's the thing you hear all the time from the Second
right.
Amendmenters.
Right.
And also, by the way, the more guns we would have, like, for instance, if we just had more guns at this school in Nashville,
yes, if there'd have been
we would have been able to kill the transgender.
Oh, and by the way, I heard on one of the morning shows, it was not Fox News, the reporter, I just wanted to reach into the screen and just smack her. It's like, well, they're now talking about having a police officer on campus. Maybe that's the solution. I'm like, what, you think every small school in America can hire a resource officer to be on campus with guns? No. No, that school was a small school. Now, maybe they have money, maybe they didn't. But the point was not that we can't arm enough people to stop. This was a former student that went in and killed these people. They knew the layout. They had way more knowledge of the background of this place than anyone else would have done. And by the way, they were killed by police at the end of this. I truly do just want police to have guns. That's it.
Well, I mean, this is why it's all so entangled, right? I mean, it's written into our Constitution, Second Amendment, but everywhere else around the world, they don't have guns. And by the way, they don't even have, there's like none incidents compared to us.
Yeah, compared to us, you're absolutely right. We have the most, it is chaotic now. And I guess.
As we record this right now, as we record this on February or January, March 28th.
Yeah.
There have been more gun massacres than days in the calendar in 2023.
Yeah.
More gun massacres than days in the calendar.
Yeah, it's, well, they say, you know, what do they call it? Massive shootings or whatever, you know, more than three people or something. It's
do you, but okay, so do you think this will ever end? Like the mass shootings?
I don't know.
Will our kids grow up in a different environment than this?
The problem I have with this article and why I rolled my eyes is because here you've got this article that the people that actually need to hear this are never going to hear this. This
True.
Is just playing out for the suburban mom who's afraid.
Yeah.
Who's like, yeah, don't let my kid have a gun. Because that kid's not going to go shoot anybody. It's the kid, like your friend that's a pastor. The people that need this are people that aren't going to get it. And that's my problem with it is I wish that people could say, hey, look, dude, if not letting kids have toy guns would solve this problem, I'm all for it. If that's what it is. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist, although I play one on this podcast. I do think that we have a crisis in this country. And no, I said yesterday, I was waiting for how soon would it be that the gun lobby or whoever supporting the gun lobby, mostly GOP, obviously, would come out and say, when people pushed again for gun legislation, would be like, hey, it's too soon. We need to grieve over this. You can't. It's like, too soon? How? When are we going to do anything about it? I mean, never. Again, I am an avid gun owner. I have always owned, and I am saying this is insane. Let's register our guns. Let's stop thinking that every person is out to kill us, and let's move forward. I don't want to live in a world where I have to worry about my daughter being dropped off at school. There's that image of that little girl peeking out the window of the bus, just weeping and staring. It breaks your heart. Anybody that's ever had a kid, it should break your heart to see this because it could be your kid. It's terrible and it's tragic, and I'm sick of it. Everybody I know is sick of it, and yet it just goes on, and it's not going to stop.
And once again, this is a giant circle, Jay, because nobody listening to this is going to actually should be the person listening to this.
Exactly. And no one reading this article is going to be touched by it because they're already on the camp of that.
Brandon, I'd like to thank you today for sharing me about your longtime gun ownership and your love of going to the shooting range with your veterans and your dad teaching you the proper way to use guns.